Okay, let me play some of this really quick for you. This is some more with Steve Bannon, because I think it's really important that this information gets out.
Guys around, I don't know how they steered it at 8 knots right into the foundational element of the bridge. They could have dropped anchor. They should have had backup systems. You say there may be something. Here's the other thing that's concerned me. Why they run to the mic? Had McCabe on this morning on at sunrise on CNN saying it's not terrorism. It's not terrorism. It's not. It might not be terrorism. But why do you come to the mic right away? These are the type. We need facts. We need empirical evidence. We need an investigation. What is your investigation telling you?
Well, I have a better question for you, Steve. Why are you coming to the mic telling the country that it's not terrorism when your own intelligence agencies are telling you it is? And I know they are, because I didn't make this up. These are not my words, right? I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, and everyone, literally, from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other, it's there. This is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States. This is, you know, for those people who think this is just a river, this is in Baltimore, what does this matter? You don't know anything about what you're talking about. This, the I-94 corridor on the eastern seaboard, is literally what connects the north and south. And when I talk about hazardous materials, right, this is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important supply chains in the United States of America. The only other one is in the western side in California. That's the only one that's busier. And what you have done, you now have shut it down. And when I talk about hazardous materials, what are we talking about here? This is refined fuels, right? This is propane gas. This is diesel. This is fuel. This is flammable materials. This is oversized loads, nitrogen, chemicals. Everything that you need for your economy to move has literally just been shut down for 4 to 5 years.
Think about this. I mean, this is amazing. This is wild. They just one bridge is going to disrupt. And even just, we just talked about it a second ago. Even CNN was talking about how devastating this is going to be. I don't think we've even seen the actual outcome, the results of this as of yet, because people have stuff right now. They're not waiting on it because they have it there. Well, they are waiting on stuff now, but I don't think we've seen the total, the total impact, the total impact that this is going to cause for everyone that is, and how many, what was on the ship? I mean, are they
hazardous materials, they said.
Hazardous materials?
Yeah.
But it said some of the containers fell into the water, too.
Yeah, there was, I think they said, I heard one, but there could have been more. Yeah. Yeah.
And how did they do it? They knew that they had to target one of two main anchor points on that bridge. There are two load-bearing pylons that any structural engineer can identify that are on the end of each side of the bridge. These are the ones that are thicker and stronger than anything else on that bridge. And when you hit one of those pylons, when you take that out, the reason you see so much of that bridge collapse instantly is you just brought 50% of the span of that bridge coming crumbling down. And what you don't see beneath the surface of the water, Steve, is absolutely catastrophic. It is a structural nightmare and a logistical nightmare, because you have the entire bottom part, the concrete part of that bridge, and you don't know the extent of the structural damage to that. And you won't know it until you pull all of that infrastructure out of there and you get to look at it. And so you're talking 3 to 5 years at best. And what you're talking about here is probably building a new bridge. So what you have effectively done now, you've shut down the I-95 corridor that's above ground. So now you're going to have to go north to New York. You're going to have to go south to North Carolina. And your trucks, your hazardous materials are going to have to go around Baltimore now. They're not going to be able to go through it. And what else did you do? You shut down the sea corridor, the shipping corridor, because now the port is shut down, right? And so all those tankers that are out at sea that have hazardous materials on them, those are going to have to all be rerouted. And why can you not move hazardous materials through the tunnel? Why is this such a big deal? Because they created that bridge because hazardous materials, for example, oversized loads, they don't fit in the tunnel system.
Yep.
And there's other loads that are so dangerous that they require a permit. It takes time to get a permit. It costs money to get a permit. It requires an escort, right? You've seen it on the highways sometimes. You've seen when you have these massive oversized loads and they've got escorts all around them, these huge convoys. Well, what do you do on one of the busiest corridors in the United States? You don't shut it down in the day so this can happen. That means you can only move this stuff at night, which automatically impacts the amount of traffic that you can use. The tunnel is going to be overloaded. This is what you call death by a thousand cuts.
Death by a thousand cuts. Where, I mean, this is, I mean, for me, just looking at this happening, I was like, I'm at a loss for words here. I'm really am.
Yeah, so why
because she's laying it all out there, that the media immediately came out there telling us one thing, and just like I was saying, if the media is going to come out there and tell you that, oh, this is just an accident, don't worry about it, move on, nothing to see here, there's a reason why. Because they don't want people to know the truth. They're going to hide it. And of course, like we've been saying, we're in election year. Let me bring up something else before we go out of here. Today, or I think this was today, or maybe it was yesterday, President Trump did a video for a Bible that he's selling. Can you pull that up on the screen, Shannon? The Bible, is possibly we can pull that up on the screen. President Trump he's endorsing this Bible that has the Constitution, of course, as the Bible, but it has the Constitution in it, right? The Bill of Rights. It has the Pledge of Allegiance. And there was something else in there, I think. But the fact is, President Trump is talking about this Bible that he is pushing. He's endorsing it, asking people to purchase it. And it's basically for Easter, right? Easter is what, next Sunday, right? And we're getting ready. I mean, this Friday we have, you know, it's Passover. So, but anyways, the reaction from the left. And Darlin just brought it back up to my attention, and I was thinking about that earlier, that President Trump endorsing this Bible, and it's God's word we're talking about. Just think about it. The Bible, the Constitution, you know, the Bill of Rights, the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God, all of that combination together in one book, the Democrats are coming unglued. And now you wonder why I'm calling them Democrats. Do you need to wonder any longer? Do you need to wonder any longer? Are you looking for it?
I am.
I actually bookmarked the video with Trump under mine.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So the point is, President Trump is talking about this Bible, and he's holding the Bible. And I'm pretty sure they made sure that he was holding the Bible upside right this time because, you know, they had the Democrats. And what's really interesting, remember President Trump, when he was in office, he walked over to the church and he was holding the Bible, holding it up. And because he was holding it, the letters were upside down, that they were saying, oh, my goodness, he's holding the Bible upside down. These same people that complain about that, they reject Christ. They reject God. These same people, same group of people complaining about this, rejecting God, talking about President Trump, the way he was holding the Bible. The way he's holding the Bible. Is that it there?
Yeah.
Let's just put it on the screen. I didn't have the video. Did we get the video? Are you going to get the video?
This isn't even the one that Trump tweeted out. This says, nothing will trigger godless left more than a holy Bible, except the Bible plus Donald Trump. Now, it had the Constitution in it. It has the Bill of Rights. It has the, what was it? The Pledge of Allegiance.
Uh-huh. I know there was a couple
of things. Two other things.
In there that triggers the left. Everything in there that they hate. They want to burn it. Were you trying to get that to play it?
No.
Okay. I just find it really interesting, right? That, and when I first saw the video of President Trump talking about the Bible, I didn't even, you know that he was talking about it for Easter. I didn't know. And to be honest with you, when I saw President Trump holding the Bible and he was, you know, endorsing the Bible, I was like, okay, good for him. This is good. This is the type of president that I want, one that's endorsing the Bible. I have no issues with it. I have no issues with the Constitution coming with it. None at all. I have no issues with the Pledge of Allegiance being with it. None at all. I reposted it and I said, look how these demons are reacting. And every last one of them, they're angry. The mainstream media, they're all angry about it. Why? Because you know what? You know the main reason why they're angry? They're not angry because President Trump is holding the Bible. They're not angry because President Trump is talking about the Bible. They're angry because President Trump is holding the Bible, talking about it, and we're paying attention. He is drawing attention to God, regardless. President Trump, he's drawing attention to Almighty God. That is the main problem with all of this. That is the main problem. Because see, if President Trump was holding the Bible upside down, they would say, oh my goodness, he's holding it upside down. Now he's not holding it upside down. Now he's endorsing it. Now they have a bigger problem. See, they didn't have a problem when he's holding it upside down. Oh, look, 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 look. And the only reason why they were doing that when President Trump was holding it the first time or one other time is because they were trying to get you and I to reject President Trump. But it didn't work. And now he's holding the Bible again. And he's directing people's attention that he himself is acknowledging Almighty God. That's where the biggest problem come in. See, when you're a person like President Trump in his position, you're not supposed to acknowledge God. You're supposed to only acknowledge humanity. You're supposed to say the emotion, like sometimes Joe Biden will say, God bless America, God bless our troops. He's not talking about the God of all creation. That's not who Joe Biden's talking about. Because if he was, he just might get hit with lightning. Because he's all for sexualizing kids. He's all for abortion. He's for everything that is demonic. More, I think, to my understanding, if not more, but at least there's a great deal of the people that's in his cabinet that lives a sodomite lifestyle. You got grown men putting on dresses. That's all of this goes against God. And the very fact that President Trump is holding that Bible, I should have got that video to play it for you. But the very fact that President Trump is holding the Bible and endorsing it, encouraging people to purchase it, I think it was like $66 before tax. He's encouraging people to buy, to get their hands on that Bible. And I was telling my producer, you know what? If I had the funds, I would get it. So if y'all want to help me get one, because right now I don't have, I mean, the way Facebook hit me up, I'm really holding on the threads here right now. So if someone wants to help me get it, please go to my website, unitetoamericafirst.com, and help me get it. There's different ways, unitetoamericafirst.com/donate. There's different ways you can support me to get one. And I get it, and I will show it to you right here on the screen, the same one. UniteAmericaFirst.com/donate. That's if you find it in your heart to help me get one of these. Other than that, I would just purchase it myself, but Facebook took away a great deal of my income, and I'm really trying to figure out how I can get there to make a difference now to keep the lights on. So again, UniteAmericaFirst.com if you want to help me get one. If you find it in your heart to help me. So I'm going to help this guy. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, everybody. See you tomorrow. Stay safe out there. Stay strong. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98, or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.